In this episode of Truth Is Now Treason, we're going to look at the greatest threat to the entire world and how we're all doomed. We need somebody like Bob James to come in and save the day.
Welcome to Truth Is Now Treason. I am Lennox, and he is Dietrich. Now, earlier in a previous episode, we took a look at Christian nationalism and how it was defined and whether its tenets lined up with Scripture and the Constitution. And what we found was that it does not. There are numerous problems with Christian nationalism and what it seeks to accomplish. In our previous episode called Labels, we used a specific article that was titled, What is Christian Nationalism? In this one, we're going to be using another article taken from Christianity Today titled, We Worship with the Magi, Not MAGA, and MAGA being the Trump slogan, Make America Great Again.
So we're going to look at the flip side of Christian nationalism in this article. We're going to look at its critics and see what they're saying and how what they're saying is actually a lie as well. Now, we have noticed there are many inside the church and outside the church who are talking about Christian nationalism and acting as if it is the greatest crisis this world is facing.
So here is the article from Tish Harrison Warren in Christianity Today, and this is what she had to say about Christian nationalism and January 6th, and I quote, "The responsibility of yesterday's violence, being January 6th, must be in part laid at the feet of those evangelical leaders who ushered in and applauded Trump's presidency. It can also sadly be laid at the feet of the white American church more broadly," unquote.
Now, this is so bad, it's almost funny. So Tish wants to blame people for the actions of others. She thinks that evangelical leaders should be blamed for any violence that people committed on January 6th.
If she were able to point out any pastors who told their congregation, hey, we need an insurrection and we need to go to Washington and use any means necessary to get it done, then I probably would agree with her. But the fact of the matter is no one said anything like this. And we know it because if they would have, she would have pointed it out in her article.
Exactly. Yeah, so Tish's mentality is that if you like a president that she doesn't, then she is 100% in the right to blame you for violence. Please, Tish, I would love to hear an explanation for that one.
And then in her words being more broadly, if you are in a white American church, the results of January 6th violence must be laid at your feet. And I have several questions for Tish. So Tish, did you do the same to Black American churches when it came to the BLM riots?
Oops.
Now, she may have, okay, but I have no reason to believe she did because I searched for any comments she made on the BLM riots, which were far more violent than January 6th, and I couldn't find anything. Crickets, total silence, and therefore total hypocrisy.
Yeah, here's another question I have for Tish. Whatever happened to making those who commit crimes accountable for their crimes and not other people? I mean, I'm just curious. I would love to hear her answer. Now, some of you might be thinking, you guys are being a little rough on her. Well, we contacted Tish to see if she would like to give us an answer and to be on this episode. She chose not to respond.
Also, why is this a white thing? Why do we always have to bring race into everything? What it comes down to is identity politics. And what is identity politics? It's when you cannot identify people as individuals, you must address them as groups. All whites are oppressors. All people of color are victims. And that's what they're teaching in schools, critical race theory. Joe Biden also did this when he said, if you vote for Donald Trump, you ain't black. That's a perfect example of identity politics.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
So this is all identity politics when you're judging people as a group instead of as individuals. And this is what racism truly is. And what is not amazing, but despicable. This is a huge tool of the Democrat Party. Joe Biden was using identity politics. He was using a tool of the Democrat Party. I guess the party of the KKK, the party against civil rights, is still the party of racism. Who would have thunk it, Dietrich?
Yeah, exactly. So now here's Tish and Christianity Today using the exact same tools. If you're white, you're this. If you're black, you're that. Pure racism. Purely the Democrat Party. This is why Joe was so brazen when he said in his mind, if you're black, the Democrat Party owns your vote. This is why Tish is so brazen. If you're white, you have guilt.
So here is another quote from Tish in her article in Christianity Today. She said this, and I quote, Christian nationalists tend to believe that Christians are under attack and are being persecuted, unquote. Of course, with this quote, Christianity Today is implying that you would have to be a fool to believe this. Well, as we pointed out in our last episode, we're not Christian nationalists. I've never seen anyone identify as a Christian nationalist. But anyway, we are not Christian nationalists. But the facts reflect that Christians are being attacked. And here's just a quote from the Washington Post, which is a secular news outlet. It goes like this, and I quote, attacks on churches escalated in the first quarter of 2023, consistent with a years-long trend of rising vandalism, arson, and shootings, none worse this year than the deadly rampage at the Covenant School in Nashville. And if you don't know what happened with Covenant School in Nashville, it was when a shooter, who we found out was a trans person, who the media didn't want anybody to know that, though, had a hatred for Christians, and again, the media didn't want to report that, went into the specific school and shot one teacher and five students and killed them.
Yeah, the shooter had a manifesto. That we publicly know. We also know that the government officials did everything they could to hide that from the public. They did not want that information getting out. Why? Because they're trying to hide the fact that there are people who hate Christians just for being Christians, and they're willing to kill them, just like this person did. They killed six people. You know, the Family Research Council's supplemental first quarter update to hostilities in churches recorded 69 attacks on churches from January to March, nearly three times the number carried out against houses of worship during the same period in 2022. It is on the rise.
Here's something else. Canada has placed third on a list that tracks the level of rights violations against Christians in Western countries, according to a new report. The United States topped the list with 58 incidents, followed by the UK with 43 incidents. Canada had 36 cited incidents of rights violations against Christians, according to this report by the Family Research Council.
So, Christianity Today, you want to try this again? I mean, we could go on and on. We agree with you when it comes to your stance on Christian nationalism. But when you're lying to make a point, you don't have a point. All you've got is a lie. Now, here's another quote from Christianity Today. 78% of self-identified evangelicals are supporters or accommodators of Christian nationalism. So a study that we have talked about in the first episode is what we're quoting right here. Now, if you want to find it, it's in the podcast description. You can look this up because we did. This is, again, the report that the House of Representatives January 6th committee used. They're telling us that 78% of evangelicals are behind Christian nationalism. Now, to understand this, they didn't show what poll was used to get this information. They didn't show any kind of a study that was used to get this information. So we don't know where they got it from. So you know what? We're going to come to the correct response. You guys pulled it out of your butt.
So was this Tish quoting this, or was this the January 6th committee?
This was the January 6th committee who said this.
This is the same committee that deleted their evidence of all those testimonies that they spent hours recording, and they deleted and destroyed evidence.
This was the same committee who modified an email to make a point that they didn't have. And so basically what they did is they broke the law. Why are they not in jail along with the J6 rioters?
But going back to this quote of 78% of identified evangelicals are supporters of Christian nationalism, we have trouble finding evangelicals who are willing to take a stand on anything political these days. From what we have seen, the attitude in evangelical circles is, I do not get involved in politics. I don't take a stand on political issues. And this is not something that we have found with just one church or one group of Christians. We have seen it all over the place.
Yeah, believe me, I understand that my observations are not scientific because they're only dealing with the people I run into. But when I cannot find how the January 6th committee came up with their numbers, then please explain to me how I can trust them, especially when there have been so many proven lies when it comes to what happened on January the 6th and what the January 6th committee has said.
I mean, Christian nationalism is wrong, if it even exists, like we said. We haven't even seen one person identify as a Christian nationalist. But if what they're saying Christian nationalists believe, we believe it's wrong and it doesn't go along with scripture. However, blaming the boogeyman of Christian nationalism and acting as if it has infected everything and is the cause of all problems in this world is a huge error. The left, the liberals who want Christianity gone, has used Christian nationalism as an excuse to paint all Christians with the same broad brush. This is intentional because they are creating a language, as we said earlier in our first episode. Why? Because when you are creating a language to demonize a group, you repeat this language constantly so that it sticks with the public. And Christianity Today and other Christian organizations who are tooting the horn of Christian nationalism is a huge problem because they are helping these liberals, the left, those on the left, to spread this destructive language that is going to be used to destroy us as true believers.
Yeah, you think we're full of it? Listen to this clip from CNN. I want you to listen to what they're saying and what they're linking Christian nationalists to. They're linking Christian nationalists to Christianity, and they're linking us all to racism, the ugliest thing that there is out there, and they're doing it intentionally.
Now, much of the House January 6th committee's focus so far has been on right-wing extremist groups, but there are Americans who have adopted Christian nationalism who were there as well. What is Christian nationalism?
Sure. Christian nationalism is an ideology that seeks to idealize and advocate for a fusion of American civic life with a very particular kind of Christianity. And when we say Christianity, we don't really mean people who love Jesus, who have tried to, you know, live Christ-like lives. We mean Christianity is code word for people like us, who are conservative, natural-born citizens, who think like us, who look like us. And so Christian nationalism is really this ideology that seeks to fuse and institutionalize that kind of Christianity with American policy and symbols and founding myths and our kind of deep story.
When the book says white Christian nationalism, there is it almost exclusively based on race? Explain that element.
Sure. We find in all of our studies that we're looking at these things with national survey data, we find that when white Americans hear the language of Christian nationalism, when they hear that about Christian heritage and Christian values, they tend to think with nostalgia for a time where people like us, the right kind of people, had cultural and political influence.
Racism. Like Dietrich said, they are linking Christianity to racism, just like Tish did in her article. You know, if you are white and you are a Christian and you believe in conservative principles, then you hate people who do not look like you. And this is not the only instance of this. It is all over the place. So we have those who hate Christianity linking Christianity to racism. And then we have those who call themselves Christians putting down anyone who is a white Christian conservative as a racist fearmonger practicing racism themselves.
Lenin used a term a long time ago, useful idiot. And what did he mean by useful idiot? He meant somebody who was touting the communist cause, but didn't understand that the cause that they were touting, communism, was there to destroy them. He called these people useful idiots. It's unfortunate, but we have people inside the church who are useful idiots. They are touting Christian nationalism as this horrible thing that's out to destroy everybody, out to destroy our democracy, out to destroy our church, and they're just being used as a tool of the left. They don't know. They're supporting their own destruction.
Yeah, we're not trying to be disrespectful to anyone. Like I said before, I don't even know if anybody really believes Christian nationalism. Show me one and prove me wrong. I think it's just a made-up thing, like we said before. Christian nationalism is a lie in more than one way. It's false, period. It is taking the cause of Christ and it's making it un-Christ-like. And so many who are trying to point out Christian nationalism as a lie are using lies or false accusations with no evidence to fight it. And they're using the language of those who seek their own destruction. We have to be wise in this. And unfortunately, we are living in a day of biblical illiteracy beyond any other. If you don't know God and you don't know His Word, then how can you expect to navigate the lies this world offers? And the fact is, we won't be able to. So let's decide that we are going to fight the lies on both sides.
True Christianity is Christ-like. It loves unlike anything else, and it fights evil to the very end. That might sound like a contradiction, but guess what? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what was He full of? Truth and grace. Two things that seemingly contradict each other, but He was full of them. We're to be like Him. We're to be fighting like a lion against evil and loving unlike anything else. And you're only going to find that in a life dedicated to Jesus. And that is a life that is lived to the fullest. That is a life on fire. We're not going to use our normal bumper music to close out. We're going to use Within Temptation's awesome song, Let Us Burn. Light yourself on fire with passion, and people will come from miles to watch you burn.